Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth. Today is Monday, another great day in September. Amen. We're watching fall roll in the United States, and we're praising God, amen, for his protection, for his keeping power, for his love. Amen. Our subject for today is entitled Life Changing Love. And I just came on here just to encourage the people of God, the followers of Christ, the ecclesia, the called out ones, that the love of God is life changing. Glory to God. I am your host. Amen. I am a servant of God. My name is Lydia. God bless you today. Amen. And I want to call your attention to scripture. Amen. We want to begin in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 14. I will not be with you very long today. I stood, amen, to encourage the people of God, and even encouraging myself, thinking about today the love that the Lord has given to us, and how we ought to love the Lord, our God, with all of our hearts, all of our soul, all of our strength, and all of our mind. Give back to him. We can't even give back to him everything that he's given to us. Amen. But we want to talk about that for today. Amen. In, amen, the explanation of our topic on today, I said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength, as were the words that were spoken to Israel by Moses before they crossed into the promised land. Love the Lord your God. This is a life-changing love, amen, that God has given to us. He is our creator, Elohim, the strong Elohim, the strong creator. He is the Lord God Almighty, El Shaddai, amen. He is the one who made the decision, amen, to create each and every one of us, to create a place, amen, that we could dwell and that we could live and that we could be at peace, amen, with all that he has created. Glory to God in the highest. I give him honor and I give him praise on today, because he is the Lord of my life. He is the Lord that kept me and saved me and that continues to prosper me. He is the Lord that continues to make a way from me. Glory to God. The Lord, amen, loves us. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at Deuteronomy. Amen. And in this text, the Lord had already delivered, amen, the nation of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt. They had been in bondage for 400 years, and they had prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed until the Lord made a vessel. Glory to God. Amen. To bring his people out of bondage, and that vessel was Moses. Amen. And he came into the earth and in the usual way, but in an unusual setting. Amen. Where the male children were being destroyed because of the fear of the Pharaoh, fearing that he would be usurped in some way at some point. And the truth is, he was. Glory to God, because it was written that God was going to deliver his people. Amen. And that same God reigns in the midst of us. The same God that delivered the nation of Israel out of bondage, of the bondage of Egypt, is delivering his people on today, is loving his people on today. God, and nothing can suck from that love that he has for us on today. Amen. Listen to the instructions that Moses gave, amen, to Israel before they crossed over into the promised land. Glory to God. And I am in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 14. Now, this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and commandments, which I command you, you and your children and your grandchildren, all the days of your life, that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you. Listen, hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and shall be as frontlets before your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's continue on. And it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build, houses full of all good things which you did not fill, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant. When you have eaten and are full, then beware, lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. You shall fear the Lord your God and serve him and shall take oaths in his name. You shall not go after other gods, the gods of the people who are all around you. Amen. That was Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 14. Amen. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. And I want to take you forward into the New Testament and just want to read a couple of verses to you. Amen. In Matthew 22, verse 7, amen, Jesus is speaking to the people, and he said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Amen. And I'm going to read again in Luke chapter 10, verse 27. Jesus is speaking again. Amen. And he answered them, and he this is in Luke 10 and verse 27. He answered and said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You shall love the Lord your God. Amen. I just want to remind you of the love that the Lord has for us. How he brought the nation of Israel out of bondage. And Jesus came to bring us out of a like bondage. We were in an Egypt all our own in sin. And Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundantly. Amen. He came through 42 generations. He was promised in the Old Testament, just like the nation of Israel was promised to be brought out of their bondage. So we were also promised, amen, that we would also be brought out of our bondage. And Jesus did that. He paid the sin price for us. We as his bride, he paid that bride price, that sin price just for us, and that tie to sin is broken on today because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Now that's love, and that we are able to love the Lord because he first loved us. We know what love is because God first loved us. Amen. We look in the world for signs and signals of what love is, for definitions of what love is, and we cannot define it by what we see because love has been perverted by the sin that is yet rampant in the earth. Amen. But if we look back at our example, our guiding light, the one who only is light, we cannot see any darkness in him at all. We see the example of what love is. He sacrificed his life. He actually formed himself a body, came into the earth and had like passions just as we do. And he sacrificed that very life that he built just for us with that purpose to do that very thing. That's love. Amen. And our command of the day is to love the Lord our God with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our strength. Amen. And you know, I am embarking
embarking upon this journey. It's doing my best to love the Lord with everything that I have. Amen. I decided I wanted to know who he is. In order to love someone, I need to know who they are, right? Amen. So I began to look through the word of God and look at what the word said about him and the attributes of God. And they are many. Amen. You know, ones that are familiar, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. He is our provider. He's our protector. He's our keeper. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the one we call on when we're in trouble. Glory to God. But we ought not just call on him when we're in trouble. You know how it is when you love someone. You want to please them. Amen. You know, I am a daddy's girl, and I don't mind saying it. I love my daddy, and my daddy loves me. Glory to God. But you know what? I'm also a daddy's girl. Amen. I love the Lord, and I know the Lord loves me. And you know that love that we have, amen, for that parent, we want to please them. Even as we get older, we want to please them, and we want to be there for them. We want to do things that make them proud. We want to do things that will be pleasing in their eyes and that they can say, that's my daughter. I love her. I'm so proud of her. I'm so pleased with her life. Look what she's done. Glory to God. Those are the things we want to hear, I mean, from God. We want him to be pleased with our life. We want to give him everything that we have. And what does that look like? It looks like getting to know him, going, delving into his word. What does it say about God? What does it say about me? What is his instructions for me? What are the dis I have in my life? Now, all of us have disciplines of one kind or another. And I know we have people talk about rules, 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 rules. There are rules and boundaries in everything that we do in life. There's rules and boundaries in families. There are rules and boundaries in communities. There's rules and boundaries in countries, in states, and on our jobs. Stop making that your excuse not to love the Lord. It's not an excuse. Amen. He loved us. Amen. And he commanded us to love him back. Amen. He is our creator. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows what's best. Amen. Spend your time today getting to know the Lord all over again. Spend your time this morning, amen, just pouring yourself out before him and see if he won't show up and show out in your life. You have a need that is blaring in your life right now. Give it to God and show him and see, won't he show up for you? Amen. And just begin to talk to him every day. Talk to him about that love. If you don't know how, just begin to talk to him about that. But just begin to give your life over to him, even if it's incrementally. Just begin to give it to him. Lord, I'm giving you this. I don't know exactly how, but I'm giving it to you, and I'm not going to take it back. I'm giving it to you. Lord God, you said that you came that I might have life and that more abundantly. Amen. Here I am, Lord God. I am going to love you the best that I know how until you teach me how to love you better. God is the best example of love because God is love. If you don't believe in love, he's our only example of what love looks like. Amen. And then take a look in Corinthians. Amen. And he actually explains to us what love looks like. And if you look down through scriptures from front to back, amen, that's what we see. We see examples of what that love looks like. Glory to God. The Lord loves you with all his heart and all his mind and with all his strength. Now you love the Lord. And then love your neighbor. Amen. When you love the Lord with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength, you can't help but love your neighbor as yourself. You can't help but do that because the love of God is in you. Amen. Because all of humanity will matter with you. You'll love the things that he loves and hate the things that he hates. The only thing he hates is sin. He hates those things that drags us through the mud. He hates those things, amen, that degrades us and makes us look foolish and humiliates us. He hates those things. He loves those things that build us up and that make us happy and bring us joy because he created those things, amen, in righteousness and in holiness. Being holy is just being godly. It's being what God, what you were created to be. It's respecting and reverencing God with all that you have, all your money, all your time, even on your job, and the example that you create for yourself, the reputation that you create through your life. The love of God. Love the Lord with all your heart and all your mind Holly, love the Lord with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength and all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. God bless you and God keep you. Amen.